Hey there, it's Emily Goodstein, your friendly online marketing and social media strategy consultant based in Washington, D.C. You are listening to the Top Nonprofits Podcast. I'm really excited about today's topic. It's a little controversial, so brace yourselves. Today I'm talking about how to be a good partner with your technology vendor. and I guess partner maybe isn't even the right word here. I really just want to help you get the most that you can out of your relationship with your technology vendors. And you might be asking yourselves, why is this woman, Emily Goodstein, a good resource for me as I think about working with my technology vendor? I pay them tons of money. Shouldn't they just do what I say? And the reason that I know a little bit about this is that I worked for a very large software company that serves specifically nonprofit organizations for several years. And I had a great experience, and I think my clients were happy, and it was a good company to work for. And so upon reflection, there are a few sort of things that I think were the secrets to the success of the relationships I had with my clients. With that said, this is a little list to keep in mind. It starts even before the process of signing a contract has happened. So my first suggestion is actually to shop around. Once you begin a relationship with a technology partner, there is a lengthy implementation process at times. You're likely going to be in a relationship with this organization for a long time. And so you want to know that you've made a good decision. So compare. Talk to people that are not listed on the reference list. Talk to people who use all different platforms. Talk to people who are organizations that are similarly sized to yours. Talk to people that are from much differently sized organizations. Talk to people who are technology pros and technology novices. But really do your research and do more research than I think is necessarily handed to you by the company that's really trying to win your business. Because once you actually make a decision, my suggestion is to kind of be all in. So share the successes that you have with the company. Think about, most companies will assign you a specific point of contact. And it's my suggestion actually to like really invest in that relationship, share your successes and your challenges. This person is likely in it to ensure that you are seeing good success on the product that he or she has sold you. So it's in your best interest to be transparent about what's working and what's not working. And I just want to underscore the fact that it's important to talk about what's not working, but in life, it's also important to talk about what is working. If regular meetings are offered, so like a regular check-in call or something is offered, take the company up on that opportunity. Often, you know, it's just like a 15-minute check-in phone call. It does not have to be a ton of time out of your schedule, but you never know when you're going to get that next juicy bit of information or that suggestion or that insider tip that's going to really help to revolutionize your online marketing program. Determine who the correct points of contact are for specific situations. So your salesperson is probably not the person to call in a crisis situation if there's a support team, for example. So when you're not in a crisis situation, learn who the correct people are to call and follow those directions. With that said, if there is a problem, follow the correct protocol. And if the problem is severe, I believe that following the protocol and communicating with your sort of primary point of contact is your best bet. It's up to you to decide what severe problem means, but keep in mind that most of the large technology companies out there serve a lot of clients. And so I think it's helpful to keep that in mind and understand that, you know, something that maybe seems like a little a bug to you or, you know, a showstopper to you might not necessitate immediate action from the software vendor. The next batch of suggestions are about ways that you can proactively manage the relationship and get the most out of your product. So if the company hosts an event, an annual event, like a conference or perhaps a gathering to talk about data that's found in industry trends, go to those events. Most of them are free. If the conference isn't free, ask for a scholarship. It can't hurt to ask. There are likely online communities that you can be part of and discuss ways to proactively collaborate with other clients of the same company. They've likely encountered similar challenges and similar successes to you, and it's best for you to learn from them. And my last suggestion is, if there's a meetup that happens, a group of users coming together and chatting about the use of the product, attend it, whether it's sponsored by the company or not. Just like any relationship in person, not online, the relationship that you have with your software vendor is going to benefit from some care and feeding and some in-person quality time. So there you have it. Those are my suggestions on how to make the most of your relationship with your software vendor. I hope you find these suggestions helpful. I would love to hear your feedback. I'm on Twitter @EmilyGoodstein, and this is the Top Nonprofits Podcast.